I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, November 21. Coming up, no mining in cockpit country protected area, government defines boundaries. Ground to be broken for new 120-megawatt LNG plant and more modern court infrastructure expected in another 2 years. The news in detail after the break.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2018 competitions in speech, drama, dance, music and traditional folk forms, Jamaica gospel song and children's gospel song, festival song, world reggae dance championship, creative writing, culinary arts and the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen competition. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms and more details. Enter now!
Now the news. After months of public discussions, Prime Minister Andrew Holness today in Parliament announced the delimitation of the boundary of the cockpit country and the cockpit country protected area. In a statement to Parliament, Mr. Holness said Cabinet decided to extend the existing cockpit country, Litchfield, Matheson's Run and the Fife and Rankin Forest Reserves to take in the broadleaf forests in close proximity to these areas. Among the decisions taken is that no mining will be permitted in the area. This will mean amendments to the Mining Act and any existing mining license to close the outlined areas to mining.
The government is of the view that this area is too valuable in terms of its ecological and hydrological importance and uniqueness to allow mining, which may result in permanent and irreversible harm and deprive future generations of the benefits of this national asset.
Prime Minister Holness adds that the area to be protected will include existing forest reserves, significant hydrological and ecological features, as well as cultural and heritage sites. The cockpit country protected area will comprise just under 75,000 hectares and will be protected under legislation as advised by the Attorney General. In another few weeks, ground will be broken for the construction of a new 120-megawatt LNG power plant at the Jamalco refinery in Clarendon. The new plant, expected to create roughly 1,000 jobs, should also improve efficiency, reduce operating costs, and increase the plant's profitability. Mining Minister Mike Henry says the investments being made in the mining sector will facilitate economic stimulation along Jamaica's southern coast.
And provide 200 to 300 jobs in the installation stage, and then we need 1,000 more jobs in the Clarendon belt.
For the 2014 to 2016 period, the mining and quarrying sector made nearly $700 million, accounting for 50% of the country's domestic export. Of those earnings, 97% came through bauxite and alumina. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says within the next 2 years, Jamaica is expected to have a modern court infrastructure that is comparable to anywhere in the world. Mr. Chuck says the government is committed to providing the necessary resources to improve the justice system, protect and enforce the rule of law, and ensure timely justice outcomes.
We are working assiduously to install modern technological support and ultimately to have a paperless court system. New and properly maintained elevators, air conditioners, photocopiers, computers, and modernized courtrooms as a priority.
The Justice Minister was speaking recently at the Jamaican Bar Association's annual conference in Rose Hall, St. James. He points out that significant budgetary support has already been provided to repair, rehabilitate, and establish additional courtrooms and offices. And the Ministry of Tourism is reporting that over 1,000 persons have registered for the upcoming United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO, World Bank Group Conference to be held in Montego Bay, November 27 to 29. Small and medium-sized business operators, hoteliers, cruise ship operators, ground transportation operators, and various heads of state from around the world are among the categories of persons registered. Senior advisor and communication strategist to the tourism minister Delano Sievright says the UNWTO conference, which will be the first of its kind in the Western Hemisphere, will raise Jamaica's profile among global industry stakeholders.
It's a major achievement for the city of Montego Bay. It's a major achievement for Jamaica. We're really excited about it. We are really happy about hosting world leaders, leaders of major international organizations, including the Organization of American States and the World Tourism Trade Council, and of course, the United Nations World Tourism Organization. It shows that Jamaica is firmly on the map when it comes to tourism engagement, and all Jamaicans should be proud about the fact that Jamaica was selected as the place to host this conference.
Mr. Sievright was speaking in an interview with JIS News. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.